Welcome, ladies and gentlemen.
You have a full fucking mouth.
Yeah.
Should I use the minion horn?
That was all pizza.
You stop your talking there. Welcome to Over the Top.
Oh, we're doing this one?
First, yeah, we all... It's always Over the Top.
We do the same shit every fucking week, eh?
Over the Top. First Over the Top, 2017. We are 7 days... What's today?
6 days in.
6 days into 2017.
Yep.
It's been good so far. It's been a nice week.
Yeah, right.
This episode of Over the Top is brought to you by American Classic Bar and Grill. American Classic Bar and Grill, located in Gateway Plaza, right next to the Martins. Well, up the street from the Martins, but it's right there. It's right off Route 7. Stop in there on Sundays. Get your 60-cent jumbo wings. That's right, jumbo wings for only 60 cents. Have them any way you want with the sauces you got in there. You can have them traditional or boneless. Put your sauces on. Get your wing on. Also, sliders. Three sliders, $5.49. Sliders include, consist of hamburger, cheeseburger, steak and cheese, or pulled pork. Mix and match the three, $5.49. Sweet ass deal. American Classic Bar and Grill. Good friends, good food, good times.
Fuck yeah.
Boom. Now we're in it. Over
I like
the
fuck yeah at the end. That's fuck yeah.
I should put that on the real radio.
God damn it, I hope so.
I don't think that'll work.
This week on the top, Gage is joined by Ethan and Shane.
Hey.
And Anthony. Rolling with it. How's it going, everybody?
Oh, hey. Fucking great.
Fucking great.
It's cold.
It snowed. First snowfall of the year.
Yeah.
About 2017.
Everyone forgot to drive. No one how to drive, school. Including
we
myself.
Had like 30 people calling to work.
What?
We had a page and a half of call-ins this morning. Yeah.
For an inch of snow?
It was not that bad. I don't even think it was an inch.
No shit.
It never amounted to
it. It was more up here than it was down where I work.
I know. I live there.
I know.
I only got coffee at 5 a.m. It's fine.
Who's going? Anyway. God. Let's get into some wrestling stuff. Got some things to hit on. We're going to talk about it for a long time. Did anybody get a chance to watch the Omega and Okada match?
No.
I have to find the English version.
I
cannot.
I've got the English version. I'll send it.
Okay. I cannot watch an hour of...
I don't think that's how it goes, Shane.
Shane, that's what the Trail of Tears sounded like.
That's what they say about you when they hear us talk.
Yeah, it's in Japanese, so...
Oh, you didn't get me water?
Hey, how's that?
Do you want some?
I kind of want some. I need a drink.
I can barely fucking like, talk. Oh, I need something to talk louder.
A power through it.
I'm parched.
But I've heard and read multiple places that it was
right.
A
lady?
Hell of a match.
And officially, Dave Meltzer, who gives out the rankings for each match, rated a 6-star match. He's only done that once officially before, and one other time he said a match deserved a 6-star or 5-plus rating. So that's got to tell you something. It's a 50-minute match. You should check it out. We'll probably watch it. Sometime. I'll watch it sometime. But apparently it's fucking awesome. Wanted to hit on that. We only talk about WWE here, so we wanted to hit on that. Dean Ambrose is new IC champion.
Bigger and better things for The Miz.
That's what I said. I said it forever. Always said it.
Miz is gonna feud for the title.
Miz is gonna feud for the title, maybe.
Wait, what did I write on those predictions?
Yeah, pull up the 15 predictions we have.
Hey, there's my fucking notepad.
Let's try not to hit the table.
Here it is.
What'd you write down?
Oh, Daniel Bryan versus The Miz for the GM position.
Do I always have?
Yeah.
I don't think that happens.
No.
It's been a week and I don't think it happens.
That was 2017. That was 2017 prediction.
We said bold predictions. We just kept
throwing Daniel Bryan's going to have another
match.
Oh, okay.
Match. All right. That makes more
Daniel
sense.
Daniel Bryan's going to have another match and it's going to be against The Miz for Daniel Bryan's GM position.
Who does Ziggler? Oh, wow. Ambrose is going to feud with now.
Ambrose moves on to feud with
Sami Zayn.
Baron Corbin.
Just kidding.
I think you're exactly right.
Ben Corbin.
I think it's Corbin.
Knowledge bombs. That's all I got.
Because then I think Corbin, I don't think he ever wins a belt, but I think it grooms him to move
right
up again.
I still think he wins Money in the Bank.
That's not going to happen.
Okay. Whatever. At least the IC belt is doing something because the US belt is not. I think it's a piece of shit.
Does he still even carry it to the ring anymore?
Have they done anything for that stupid UK belt?
No, that's started.
Yeah,
that's
I heard started. About that.
Yeah, it hasn't started yet.
They were actually originally supposed to do a women's invitational tournament.
They just signed a bunch of females.
And they decided to do a UK one instead. Because I don't... This wrestling is 10 times more popular everywhere else than it is here. Here, for adults to really be into professional wrestling, it's not cool. Everywhere else in the world, It's cool. It's more popular everywhere else in the world.
That's why our hits come from Russia.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
And France.
This shit is way more popular in Europe, in Asia, than it is here. So why not?
I mean, the last time they had it, no one fucking cared.
Yeah, but I think this is going to be strictly a title for over there. It won't be the European title gets brought over here and defended among Americans.
Also, the guys that have to compete in it don't have to sign with the WWE. They're taking the indie guys, too.
Yeah,
it was just like the cruiserweight. Well, that's way different.
Yeah. If you're an indie guy, you're not winning the belt.
Well, true,
the belt
but still.
Somebody's not signed with them, but still.
Also, I mean, as long as we cannot care about it as much as possible, but investors who are on or who have bought into the WWE Network, when they see that kind of content,
and it might be good.
The buzz it generates,
I think
that's all they want.
It's going to be just like the 205 Live on the network. They're going to use it as another show.
Shut up, computer.
Can we talk about 205 Live for a second?
You want to?
Yeah.
Fucking Tajiri
is back.
I was
going
to flip.
Is whipping ass.
Yeah, and fill me in on all that. I was so happy about
He's got the biggest ears I've ever seen.
Tajiri?
No.
Oh, I was like...
I like Neville now before...
Yes, this turn for Neville is...
He was doing that before. He's doing the angry face. Do your best Neville angry face.
I don't think... but I don't have...
That just looks like disappointment.
Yeah. That's kind of what it is.
Yeah.
Can't get the ears out. You... God damn it.
This is a fucking ship. That's not even close.
No, when he came back, when he returned on that, what was it, the pay-per-view he came back on?
Roadblock, after the triple threat match.
Yeah.
They had
a triple
beat
threat.
The hell out of
sure.
him.
And he just beat the shit out of everybody.
Yeah.
I liked Neville before, but Neville now is awesome.
Okay. Yeah, I agree.
Good character change.
And now Tajiri,
it
just makes you want to watch it.
Yeah, he's
two people make me want to watch it.
He had that green stuff in his mouth for
same. Rhino.
Years.
And Tajiri.
Gore!
I think Rhino's done right now. I don't think he's doing anything.
He was just on SmackDown with Ziggler beat up Apollo Crews. He was in the backstage segment.
Yeah, but him and his Heath Slater kids lost the belts.
Yeah.
So there's no...
And then
Heath Slater
had an injury scare too, so there's not much going on there. But they'll be...
He's always fucking hurt.
True. Anything else? Dean Ambrose, IC belt stuff. It's relatively new.
Are they going to... keep bringing up his personal relationship?
Now that it's on the show? Yeah.
And they're bringing up everybody.
She's on Total Divas too, so it's inevitable.
Yeah, they're bringing up... Natalia keeps bringing up Nikki Bellas too.
Really?
Yeah. You don't think she ever gets in the ring?
No, I don't think Renee ever does, no.
No.
She takes that. She took that one big-ass slap from Maurice last week.
Huge.
I think she beat the shit out of her.
She fucking
There's no, she there's no way I could agree knowingly standing in front of a woman knowing she's just going to... as hard as she can slap me across the face.
Really? Can we get Amber down here to do that?
No.
Yeah, that right?
Strength.
Yeah. No.
She's going to hurt you.
Wait till she gets home.
She's home.
She's upstairs.
Her car's out front. God, you have... You don't... Context clues, man.
I don't look at anything. Anyway.
Let's move on.
But they do the same thing. Natalia's been doing the same thing with John Cena, too.
Yeah. I mean... When you make... Because... The shows want to support each other, right? So you see the drama. You're going to catch some viewers from the drama from SmackDown like, oh, what's their personal lives like? They're probably going to check out Total Divas, even though it's just trash. But they're probably going to do it.
Yeah, I've never watched it.
Yeah, I was going to say, I have never seen it once.
Oh, God. It's like any MTV reality series you see, it's just like that.
Yeah.
It's just dumb. It's not for me. It's for some people. Some people watch just that. They don't even watch the other product. But they're trying to... promote each other, try to support each other. So you're gonna see it. So I'm not surprised that it happened at all. Anything else?
Mm-hmm.
Moving on.
Mm-hmm.
The Hardys contract's coming up. It expires in a month.
TNA was just bought.
TNA was just kind of bought. Dixie Carter is out. In terms. Now.
Even so, man.
Not really, because TNA sucked.
It does suck.
It just got worse.
Now they got nothing going on.
Well, they moved to a channel that no one watches.
Pop TV?
Well, because they had to, because no one else wanted to fucking have them.
Yeah.
Because Spike TV is like, you don't make any money.
Yeah.
At all.
What was... No, it was the fucking... Destination America? That's what it was for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That garbage.
Isn't that the fucking channel with, like, Anthony Bourdain and shit on it?
No, that's Travel. See, that one's... That one's
no, one of them did move. You're right. One of them moved to Destination America.
Mm-hmm. You might be right. Mm-hmm.
Or Destination America has that ex-football player on it, that the big black dude
is
travels around the world.
Is it worth?
He's right though.
To
I know what he's talking about.
The Hardys.
So here's my thinking.
Are they going to have a big pop if they do come back?
They do. Yeah. Absolutely. 100%.
Yeah. But, you know, Matt has kind of reinvented himself as the deranged psycho person.
He looks like a goddamn fool.
Right.
He looks like a magician.
But what he's got going for him, you can't bring that back. It just brings, oh, here's the Hardy Boy. What's wrong with Matt?
There, so here,
gray here's hair.
What fucked up Matt's life in the last 15 years?
Right now, what Matt Hardy is doing with Jeff Hardy over there in TNA is popular enough that can still work in the WWE. The problem is, does WWE give him the kind of creative control he has now? Probably not.
No.
So when he comes in, when they start doing, if they do any kind of contract talks, if Matt Hardy hears one no, he's probably not signing the deal.
Probably not.
Because what he's doing on his own, with his own thoughts, is working almost better than anything. He's got people chanting in every different promotion. Matt Hardy, mind you, not like Brock Lesnar, Goldberg, or John Cena. Not those guys. Matt
or
Hardy,
Jeff, for that matter.
Yeah, Matt Hardy.
Yeah, the worst of the two.
The
Hardy
V1,
boys.
The guy that hates mustard, the slap a tornado dude, Matt Hardy.
Slap a tornado. What?
That's the theme song.
Yeah.
Don't act like you don't know.
I'll slap a tornado.
Yeah.
Come on. Version one.
Dry up a seat.
Version one.
He'd pretend like this isn't a shocker.
Yeah.
And then he had Shannon Moore for a little bit, which was a mistake.
I fucking love Shannon Moore.
I think he got like a bong tattooed on his neck. Did you see that tattoo? Yeah, it's shit. Anyway, their contract's up in a month. I don't think they go back. I think they have a better time in the Indies doing their own travel situation because they hate the travel that WWE has. They don't like it. I think they can make the kind of money they want to make in the Indies without coming back.
I don't think they need to bring them back.
Probably not, but merchandise sales?
They can sell Hardy Boy shit.
What happened to the Dudleys?
They came back and they left again.
They also gave them a really weird angle where they just hated the table stuff. They're like, no, we're not doing the table thing anymore.
They did that once before.
Yeah. It just doesn't work.
No. Your gimmick is the table.
When you got your thing, stick with it.
It's the same
really
fucking
think,
thing
I don't
with
really
them,
think the WWE is going to let them shoot fireworks at each other.
No. But.
Especially not Jeff. You saw what happened that one time. Blew in the fucking face.
But, I mean, if you ask anybody, they'd like the Hardys come in and fight the Wyatts and fight New Day. You'd want to see that.
I don't think New Day will be together long enough.
Probably not. But if we're talking in a month's time. I don't think New Day breaks up before WrestleMania.
I think that's when it happens.
I think it happens in the summer.
I don't.
I think it's SummerSlam.
Or the night after. They need that big night after.
They should do it after Trump gets inaugurated. In a week.
It's true.
I'll tell you a story for a different show.
Okay.
Sorry.
We'll remind you. What else did I have down here? But would you want to see the Hardys back?
No.
No.
Nah. Not really.
Which sucks because I love them, but
I think they would get the initial, just like the Dudleys, the initial, oh my god, they're back, and then in a month, oh, well, they're back.
That's exactly what happened because Anthony's the one that told me about the Dudleys, and I was super excited, and then watched it once or twice, and then just like I asked you all, what happened to them? Because I don't know.
They left. They got
right.
Well, the problem is those tag teams and even the Hardy Boys don't really fit in with the tag teams that they have currently.
No,
they're all these athletic fucking go shows. They're not spots anymore.
And it's the same era.
They're actually wrestling matches.
Yeah. So I don't know that Matt and Jeff would fare well back in the WWE. I don't think it happens.
I don't think it does either.
I'd like to see it once.
I don't
think it happens. But that's just me.
I just want to remember the Hardys for the tag team.
Nah, Jeff Singles.
Well, they can't do anything
team.
That made him popular anyway.
Yeah,
they're allowed to.
They can't take drugs anymore.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
They could work that in their deal.
I don't think
Lesnar
so.
Lesnar just failed a fucking steroid test.
Yeah, Lesnar is a guy who makes you $3 million to fucking show. By himself. Maybe more.
I was talking more about ladders and stuff, but you know, drugs too.
They could still do the ladder stuff.
Well, they just missed TLC.
I was going to say, you can't pull out a ladder and put somebody through it on a Monday night just because.
They barely ever pull that shit out of TNA. Anyway.
Right. Well, that's true.
Once they did this whole deletion broken fucking thing, it's all story related. So, I mean, you're not going to get the same stuff you get week in, week out. And half the shit's pre-scripted anyway when it's not even shot in a ring. Shot at a house.
Their house.
Yeah.
In North Carolina.
So, I don't think
TNA will pony up the money.
We can visit them.
Because that's
we're
all
not that
they
far.
Have.
They might not. They might walk. Now that someone else has bought TNA.
Who bought them?
Anthem. Some company named Anthem. I believe.
I have no idea.
Health insurance?
Yeah. Blue Cross Blue Shield.
The first thing I thought of.
I don't think they're going to... They might not roll with it like they did before. Because Matt had been there. Now they're just kind of like, well, we need to change things. Clearly, something's not working. So we're just going to change the whole thing. They might just walk. They might go to ROH. They might go to Japan.
They're not going to Japan.
They might. You never know. Cody Rhodes did. Yeah. Something on that.
Different talent level.
Maybe. Bigger draw?
Fresher face.
Does it matter? Who makes you more money?
Jeff, not Matt.
I think you need both right now.
Yeah, you need both.
I think
if they went to Japan, they'd have to go as a pair.
They'd have to. Yeah.
Because nobody knows Matt is a singles, another shift from TNA.
You want to move on?
Yeah.
We got Hall of Fame names.
Hey.
We got two. Well, we got, they're two leaks, I
fucking
guess.
Love them, too. I looked it up this morning.
The first one. I think he's semi-deserving, but I don't think DDP should be a Hall of Famer.
What?
Nope.
Are you
fucking
kidding me?
I don't either.
Are you serious?
That,
you
think yes, that was the first thing I thought Absolutely. This morning. That's the first thing I thought this morning.
I mean, I think it's long overdue.
If you look at, you know, you got Coco Beware, okay.
Abdullah's a butcher.
Right.
He's a goddamn Hall of Famer. That dude gave people STDs in the ring. Or hepatitis.
Hepatitis. But Owen Hart is still not in the Hall of Fame.
Bring up Hart.
Then he's not in the Hall of Fame because his wife won't let him go in the Hall of Fame.
Oh,
she doesn't want him in there because what the fuck are they going to talk about the most?
Yeah.
I know his legacy is important or whatever and he was a good wrestler, but what the fuck's going to get brought up? What doesn't she want to see? Oh, remember that time they fucking dropped him from the rafters
because
they didn't want to do a safety test with him? Remember when Vince made him wear that dumbass blue mask so he couldn't see a goddamn thing in there and he died in front of a crowd?
Why do you look at me like that?
I'm just saying.
Chill out.
That's why he's not in the Hall of Fame.
He got fired up on that
DDP
one.
DDP should be in the Hall of Fame.
I don't think so.
For what?
Yeah, why?
See, that's the hard part. Because it's...
You say he should be.
I wasn't...
It's almost the same way with just an old wrestler that never won a title.
But,
I mean, he won titles.
Oh, I know he did, but I'm saying, like...
And honestly, if you look at when WCW is at its peak in 96-7 range, after Goldberg, DDP is probably their next biggest face.
I know they're related.
Because Sting had went away. He was doing his Crow gimmick in the Raptors.
Sure.
Luger was Luger. The Four Horsemen sucked. You had Goldberg and you had DDP.
DDP was always there. Always putting on good matches. Work with Dennis Rodman.
And Karl Malone.
And
more
Karl
power
Malone.
To him.
I thought Karl Malone was a better athlete than I saw him in a wrestling ring. Jesus Christ.
I think DDP deserves it. When I was a kid, fuck, half the time watching WCW, I didn't care about anybody else. I wanted a dimer cut someone, you know?
Where do you think Randy Orton got his finisher from?
Trying because he couldn't do anything else.
From a snake.
True that.
The gimmick that out of nowhere shit, DDP did that in 97.
Yeah.
I like
Pioneer.
DDP.
Hall of Famer. Talk about the other one while I write this down.
The Ravishing?
Who's the other one?
The Ravishing Rick Rude. I love Rick Rude.
Long fucking overdue.
I love
that Rick
Rude
is going in the Hall of Fame.
My mom loves Rick Rude.
All women loved Rick Rude.
You ain't shitting, because that's all I ever heard about. I loved what he did.
There's nut. Rude deserved it years and years ago.
Why?
Because he...
Because I don't know shit about... I'm not a big Rick Rude guy. I don't watch a lot of his stuff. I'm not...
Who would you compare... He was
kind of like a Piper, not to the extent of Roddy Piper.
It wasn't as loud.
I don't think he was as good.
Okay.
But he was that. He was the heel that could work with anybody, made any face look good, and didn't have to have the big strap to be important.
Yeah, that's true. Well, he was mixed with Val Venus, too.
Oh, good.
Oh,
there's
yeah.
a little bit of that, because...
Okay. Yeah, he looked good.
He was Val Venus without being as trashy.
Yeah. He was like, I look good. Your wives like me. Fuck you, fat ass.
That's pretty much... That was it.
Yeah.
I liked that, though.
I liked Rick Rude.
So did I.
Good worker. I don't know why he wasn't in long before now, but again, whatever.
Abdullah the Butcher.
I know.
That dude looks like a sack of potatoes.
Wrestled for 100 years and bladed like none other.
Who's the headliner of this class? Because it's not these two.
2017 headliner.
It's one of two people.
We think Goldberg.
Or?
Kurt Angle?
No. Angle will be 28.
Angle's a drunk.
Yeah. Not anymore.
I don't care.
He's still on Jericho's podcast. He hasn't drank in a year.
Yeah, since he got arrested down the fucking road.
Since he got his DUI front row, he hasn't drank.
When does this podcast take place? Did it take place in 2017 or 2016? Because 2017 just started. So 6 days, and that impressive.
It's true. See that?
Fuck y'all.
Logistics. I don't know. Who's the other one you thinking?
The Rock. It's in Miami.
Oh, I didn't know that until right now.
Oh, it's in Orlando.
It's in Florida.
That's Florida not, is they're not. Florida. They're 3 hours apart.
You think they're going to continue to wait on The Rock?
Yeah. You might still wrestle. Every once in a while.
Ric Flair wrestled the night after he was inducted, too.
Yeah, he shouldn't.
Well, Ric Flair.
He shouldn't be around.
Ric Flair, but he could deadlift 400 pounds.
Not 400 pounds.
God, I was about to bring that up.
Right around 300 pounds.
Who cares?
Can you deadlift 300 pounds?
No.
Okay.
But I also don't do anything gym related forever.
He's 67.
I ain't give a fuck.
67.
Yeah, but he's been doing that for fucking years.
67.
How many drugs are still left in that man's body where he can do that? He probably can't feel anything.
Woo.
I thought you were going to say 67 again.
His bones are held together.
67!
By powder.
He's goddamn 67.
He is powder.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
He is Stretch Armstrong.
So, okay, if it's not Goldberg, who is it?
He kind of looks like him.
I don't know. I don't know. Off the top of my head, I don't know.
I mean, do you think Goldberg goes in? Well, I mean, you...
Taker's also an option?
Nah, Taker will be in Texas.
Just saying. I want people to buy tickets this
time. I mean, I guess WCW used to have their thing at Universal Studios in Orlando.
Can Hogan go in again?
Yeah.
The NWO?
Sure.
Let him in again.
NWO?
Is that the way they bring Hogan back?
They could. Absolutely. 100%.
Do you think the NWO deserves a spot?
Not
in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, as a group. Because of how it shaped WCW and how important it was.
I mean, the Horsemen are in the NWO should be in too for their impact.
How many factions are in?
I think it's just that are more than just a tag team.
Yeah.
I think it's just the Horsemen.
Because... then you're going to spark a whole new thing, right?
What, right? The censor's not in there? You fucking kidding me?
Yeah, see?
Outside of the NWO, there's only one more group that I could see them putting in.
Evolution?
No.
They're going to put in Evolution.
Yeah, because they'll Rick definitely put in Evolution.
Because Triple H is a part of it. When Triple H is finally going in, he's going to go in 5 times by himself. He's going to go in as Honor Hearst Helmsley. He's going to go in as Triple H. Evolution. He's going to go in as a GM. That dude...
You forgot the one he will go... he'll probably go in for first.
What, the wrestler?
Mm-mm.
What are you talking about?
He's DX. Talking about DX, bro.
Oh, yeah, DX also. Yeah, absolutely, DX is going in.
They have to.
100%.
All together.
Wait. Maybe that's what Michaels is doing on fucking Raw on Monday.
Ooh.
Hey!
Jump ahead on the list.
A little bit.
No, but in all seriousness, do you believe that DX deserves to be in the Hall of Fame as a group?
Yeah, as a group.
Yeah, if NWO goes in, so does DX.
And that should be it. Those three factions with the Horsemen should be the only three.
Evolution's going in.
I don't think they should be.
It doesn't matter what you think. They're going
well,
in.
Well, I guess
gonna say, it really does.
It's going to happen.
I don't think the Butcher should be in there.
I don't either, but...
piece of shit.
Whoa!
Not even people have hepatitis.
But, I mean, they'll just play at the fact that...
that's, you know, how it was then.
Orton went off to be a, what, 13-time or 9-time champ. Batista's done all his
thing. He's got a blue dick or something.
Batista's the bad father.
Yeah, apparently.
But he's a good Drax.
I don't give a shit. Bad dad.
Yeah, they can even spend that role. Movie star Batista... there you go. And then you got whore buying, what's his thing? How's it go, Ric Flair? What's it is? Playing Ryan.
What's it is? What's it is?
Let's move on. Let's see. We'll talk about Shelton Benjamin really quickly. He tweeted.
Recover or done.
He tweeted. He hasn't said anything in 20 minutes.
Yeah, right?
No, but that was good.
That was good.
That's all I didn't have any input.
Shelton Benjamin tweeted, recovery is going well, still months away from anything physical, so all the Royal Rumble predictions are as accurate as they've been in the last 6 years. Think so? Think he's at the Royal Rumble?
No.
I don't think so either.
You know where I think...
does it matter?
I think it will when he comes back. I think they'll make a big deal when he comes back.
They made a big deal of it when he was supposed to come back.
Do you know when he comes back?
So he tore his rotator cuff in August.
Mm-hmm.
Six to ten months out. Typical time for surgery.
April.
You think Mania? Ladder match?
The night after.
Night after?
But well, the Tuesday after. Tuesday. I think he comes back to the blue brand. I don't think he goes to Raw.
There you go. Fine.
He'll be the big surprise on SmackDown.
What color will his hair be?
Black.
Damn it.
It won't be gold.
It'll be black.
I know, but still.
It won't be the golden shower.
Does he come back and work with American Alpha? As kind of a Team Angle 2.0?
No.
Really?
Nope. He does not. He works with Ziggler.
Ooh.
There you go.
Damn,
write it down.
That'd be awesome.
Is that right?
I'd love to see that.
Moving on. Let's see. AJ Styles versus John Cena is made official for the Royal Rumble.
Cena wins.
Quick thoughts. I think Cena wins. Championship match. Let's see. We're at 25 minutes. We'll do this kind of quick. Ronda Rousey got fucked up.
Yes, she did.
So this isn't WWE talk, but this kind of ties in. Make a case for her, make a case against her in WWE.
She's unbelievable to be beaten.
No, and no.
So Anthony's saying she's not in, Anthony's saying she is in.
Gotta ride the fence.
I think she'll draw some fans, but I think she would have to be treated like Lesnar as a special attraction.
Do they need it?
No.
Fuck no, they don't need it.
There's no reason to put her in there.
She's not going to be able to wrestle with the women now who can wrestle.
Right.
She can fight.
Sure.
Break your arm.
She's going to look like shit.
Yeah, they're going to embarrass her. Go away.
Putting her in is like having Drew Carey in the Royal Rumble that one year.
Oh, that's not that bad.
Yeah, it is that bad.
No, it's not.
At least it means that much.
Rousey's an athlete. They would do it solely for the money because people are going to tune in to watch Ronda Rousey.
Right.
The only thing that makes sense is her and The Rock against Steph and Triple H. That's the only thing you bring Rousey in for. The only thing.
Okay. Is that even still a thing anymore, or did that already fade? That already faded
they
away.
They could bring it back like that.
It was 2 WrestleManias ago, though.
Doesn't matter.
Right.
It kind of matters.
Doesn't matter.
But what does matter is her getting her ass kicked twice in a row.
Yeah. Retired.
Because she's nitty.
She's gone. Yeah.
Her first 11 fights, how did she win? What did she do?
Take her to the ground.
She didn't fight anybody.
Her last two fights, what did she try to do?
Fought somebody.
Take her short arms inside.
Probably homie, no. She lost to Misha Tate, for God's sakes.
I don't care. I ain't care.
She stood up and tried to box.
Yeah.
Ronda's not a fucking box. All right, let me stand up with two people that can really hit me really hard. Oh, shit. Oh, fuck.
Problem is, her arms are this long.
Yeah. She's not a boxer. Not long.
Didn't her mom try to sue her trainers?
Her mom threw her trainers under the bus, yeah.
Because she fights for a small camp. She won't sign to a larger camp to get, like, more training, to get better. She just keeps doing the same shit over and over again, and it fucking showed because she forgot everything immediately. She got punched in the face once, and she's like, this isn't how it's supposed to. This isn't the game plan.
She threw, like, 5 punches.
Well, then she better do make an appearance at one time to recoup money.
She made $3 million.
Most
true.
She made $265,000 per second for that fight.
Typically, the WWE doesn't bring in broken people, though.
Does it?
It doesn't matter.
Her media appeal.
Yeah, I don't think it matters.
That would be kind of stupid, though.
It'd be like bringing in Mayweather or Tyson. You brought in Mike Tyson after he went to jail for raping somebody.
Mike Tyson is huge. Mike Tyson's bigger than Ronda Rousey. Much bigger.
He's got a game.
Yeah, but...
He likes ears.
Big names like that aren't coming into the WWE anymore.
No, but you bring her in. What do? You cut a promo with another superstar, and the girl in Charlotte's like, well, I just won my last, like, 15 fights on a pay-per-view. You got your ass kicked twice. Why are you even here?
I told you how she's coming in.
What, Steph Triple H thing?
Yeah.
The Rock?
And that's how The Rock and Triple H's careers end. Against each other.
Nope.
Because
how soon are you calling that?
A couple years. Maybe next Mania. Next time they go to Miami.
I don't see Triple H being going next Mania.
Next time they go to Miami.
Moving on. Last two things here. Undertaker's on Raw on Monday.
Why? He's in the Rumble.
He got lost. He forgot what month it was.
The true meaning why he's on
Raw is viewership.
It's because viewership. Because the national title.
National title's on Monday. Typically brings in around 25 to 30 million viewers. Raw needs something. Put Undertaker on Raw. Although he is a SmackDown brand wrestler. What the fuck ever.
He's the entertainer. Yeah, he can go to whatever show he wants.
Right. But he also announces he's on... Yeah, he's not even a person.
Yeah, he's a ghost.
Also announces he's on the Rumble.
He's in the Royal Rumble.
Shawn Michaels is also on Monday. Talk about that a little bit already. But
do they interact?
Who? Taker and Michaels? Yeah.
Do you think something in Duenu is said giving Michaels an okay to wrestle again?
Michaels isn't going to wrestle again.
Because the whole big thing is, well, I told Taker I was done.
Yeah.
I honor that. I told him I was done.
Sure.
Do you think... I'm not saying he will, but is there some doubt where Taker's like, you still got it. You know, you could do this again if you want to.
No.
Really?
I don't think Michaels wrestles again.
He should.
One more. Also, Undertaker's not the kind of person who's like, hey, you know, you're kind of cool. We should be friends for a long, long time. Especially not right now.
Have you heard about Taker backstage and shit? Did they have like wrestling court and stuff?
Yeah,
and
that's back in the 90s.
I don't care. No more. You know he still has that pull.
Did you ever hear about the story about him and Kevin Nash in a strip club? Mm-mm. So Vince put in, this will be real quick. Vince put in, because they kept getting in trouble with strip clubs and stuff. So he's like, wrestlers, you're not allowed to go to strip clubs on traveling. You're not allowed to go. Like, that's bad. Curfew. Don't do it. Kevin Nash loves strip clubs.
Shocking.
So he walks in a strip club, you know, he just
kind of... He worked in one. I saw the movie.
Yeah. He's just kind of, you know, looking around. Just having fun, doing whatever. He sees in the corner some dude, like, dishing out money, had all the girls, whatever. He walks over there. It's fucking Undertaker. And there's a mutual agreement that, like, we will not speak of this. We're just going to sit here and have a good time. And of course, the Undertaker is just like chugs Jack Daniels like it's nothing.
Yeah.
Or at least he used to.
He probably still does.
Shawn Michaels talks to Triple H on Raw.
No.
Yes.
Yeah.
Answer.
Sure.
On me now. I think it happens.
I'm going to be right.
Shawn Michaels talks to Seth Rollins on Raw.
Yes.
Yeah.
Why?
Because he's going to fight Triple H. Because they're best friends. Butt buddies.
Sure.
Boom. There it is.
I mean, if you're just talking.
Shawn Michaels gets pedigreed Monday night.
Yes. By who?
Good call.
The Undertaker.
Yeah. God damn it.
Oh, God. My knee.
We're at 31 minutes. Last thing, real quick. Goldberg is scheduled to fight at Fastlane. It came out. Who does he wrestle?
Roman Reigns.
I don't know who he wrestles. He wrestles for the belt, though.
Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
He wrestles for the belt and he gets screwed out by Brock Lesnar setting up the WrestleMania match.
Yeah.
But
Roman Reigns.
You think Roman's going to be the champ?
Yep.
Okay.
I hope so. I like that guy.
And any final words?
Words.
There you go. Anything else, guys?
I'm excited for the Rumble.
So Rumble's getting close. We'll have a preview show when it gets closer. Thanks for listening. Find us on TorCast.com. Nope. That's not right. TorCast.live. Facebook.com/TorCast, on Twitter at TorCast. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play. Make sure you subscribe, leave us comments, let us know what you think. For everyone here, over the top. Bye, everyone.
Later.
See you.
See ya.